Tonight's daf is daf. Hey, so we are around 10 lines down, Rabbi Yochanan. We are in very, very difficult areas of Maseches Chagiga, a lot of darshaning of psukim, challenging psukim. So let's take it slowly. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ki mati lahai krab bachi. We're in the same theme of various Amoraim. When they encountered a certain pasuk, they began to cry. So when he got to the following pasuk in Iyov, which says, Vatisiseni bo livalo chinam. That Hashem tried to incite me to swallow him up for nothing, for chinam. So why did this get him all upset? Eved sherabo mesisin lo v'nises takana yeshlo. So an eved whose master is trying to incite him to do something wrong, does he have any takana? Is there any hope for such a person? Then Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahai kra bachi. When he got to this pasuk, he started to cry. The pasuk says in Iyov as well. Hein pekadoshav lo yamin. They don't trust in the holy ones. What does this mean? Ipekadoshav lo yamin b'man yamin. If you can't trust in the kadoshim, who are you going to trust in? So yom achada, one day, have a ka'azil b'orcha. One day he was walking along the derech, and chazil ahu gavra d'havi mankit tane. He was picking figs. And shavik hanich dimatu. He had left the ones that were ripe on the floor, but v'shakal hanich dilamatu, and he was only picking the figs that weren't ripe yet. So it didn't make any sense. Why was he getting the non-ripe ones yet? So Amar Leh, Lav Hani Malin Tvei, the ones that are ripe are better. Why don't you pick the better figs out? So Amar Leh, so he says, Hani L'orcha Ba'in El'Lah, I'm about to travel a long way. I need some figs to last. So the ones that are not yet ripe are going to last longer. Hani Nitrin, these that are not ripe are going to be maintained. But Hani Lo Nitrin, these that are already ripe, so by tomorrow in 2 days they'll go bad. So Amar Hainu Dechsiv Hein B'Kadoshav Lo Yamin. So this is where the pasuk means that they wouldn't trust in the kadoshim. There's something even deeper here, I imagine, that this person wasn't willing to take the ripe fruit, the Talmud Chacham, let's say, the kadoshim people. He didn't trust that people who are already looking good now will continue to be good. He was concerned that they're going to go sour. That's the mashal. The nimshal is again referring to kadosh of loyamin. You don't trust in those who are kadosh. So is that really true? There was a certain Talmud who lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Alexandri. He died at a very young age. And he said, or Rabbi Alexandri said, so what does it mean? So it says Rashi. If you look at Rashi, this Rashi is around seven narrow lines down. Had this young bacher followed the derech of Hashem and done the right thing, he would have lived longer. So why? How come Rabbi Alexander could say such a thing? Vim Isa, if we have the pasuk above, Duma mehein b'kadoshim lo yamin. Maybe he's of those kadoshim who were not trusted in, those kadoshim who died early. Maybe those figs that went sour early. So maybe that's what it's referring to. Hey, maybe he did nothing wrong at all. So the Gemara says, Hahu mibayit b'rabosav hava. No, Rabbi Alexander knew this individual quite well, and he wasn't a kadoshav. He was mavet b'rabosav. What does that mean, mavet b'rabosav? So says Rashi, mavet b'rabosav hava, Rabbi Alexandri haya makirbo. He knew this individual quite well. Shelo haya mina kadoshim. He wasn't of the kadoshim. Uksiv v'tov lo hiya l'rasha v'lo yarech yamim kitzel. Fine. And then, where's the pasuk that I want here? Doesn't explain, I thought Rashi did, but either way, Mabit Mibosav means he was rebellious, he was going against the Rabbanim. And that's why this individual, this Bachar, died early. But Einach Hanami, there are individuals who, B'kadoshav, Lo Yamin, who do not live, who do not last longer, even though they are Kadosh. And this is why Rabbi Yochanan cried when he got to this Pasuk. Then Rabbi Yochanan, Kimatu L'Haikra, when he got to the next Pasuk, Bachi, he cried as well, the Kirafti Aleichem L'Mishar, I will draw you closer for judgment. Vayisi aid, I will serve as the aid, says Hashem. Mimaher b'machsha, quick aid, b'machshafim, ubinafim, ubinishbam l'sheker, those who are involved in witchcraft, those who are involved in adultery, and those who are swearing falsely. Ubeoske schar, and those who are sachir, those who are holding back payment to their employees. So this is what the pasuk says. He's going to take judgment on all these different individuals. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Eved Sherabo Mikarvo Leduno, a Eved whose Rav is bringing him closer to judgment, who's inviting him to come be judged. Umimahir Lahido is quickly going to testify against them. Takani Yeshlo, does the Eved have any hope? So then Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Oy Lanu Sheshakal Aleinu Hakasuv Kalos Kichamuros. He adds upon this pasuk, woe to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk at least equates the kalos and the chamuros. And this pasuk we just quoted before says Rashi, Kalos kichamuros, oske schar sachir, which is not such a bad avera. It's an avera, but it's not so bad. It's holding back someone's payments. Kimnafim mechshafim. It's referring. It's equating such a such an iser to that of an iser chiyav misa. So woe to us that even the kalos are being put on the same level as the chamuros. And Amar Yish Lakish says further now, based on the same pasuk as well, kamate dino shager kiilu mate dino shamala. So anybody who turns the changes the judgment of a ger against it, for against the ger, it's as if you are changing the din of the mala, the din of shemayim. Shenemar, because the end of the pasuk we just quoted above says umati ger. So the pasuk says mati ger. Let me get it right. Mate ger. You turn the judgment for the ger, but mati ksiv. It's written as mati, my din. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and when you change the din of a ger, you're in essence changing my din. So it's a very serious thing. Then Emor b'Chanina bar Papa kol ha'ose davar u'mischaret bo mochen lo miad. A person does something wrong and regrets it, he gets mechila immediately. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'lo yaruni ha, v'lo yarunu." So the pasuk there says, in this, the end of that whole pasuk we've been darshening, it says, "V'lo yarinu amar Hashem tzvakos," and you didn't fear me, and that's why you're getting punished. That's why the kiraftu aleichem l'mishpat. I'm drawing you close to din, and you didn't fear me. So the implication is, ha yaruni, if you did fear me, meaning if you had yiras shemayim and charata, then mochel lehem miyad, then you would be granted mechila right away. So that's the silver lining Rabbi Chanina learned from this pasuk. Rav Yochanan kimate lahaikra bachi. Rav Yochanan, again, when he got to this pasuk, he would cry. This pasuk appears in Koheles. It says, ki es kol masa elokim, all the actions of Hashem, yavi v'misha, we brought to judgment, al kol nelam, on all those that are hidden. So, what does this mean? Eved shirabo shokelo shkagos kizidonos takana yeshlo. A person, kol masa elokim, all the actions of a person, so even those that are hidden, which are even things that are shoge, that you don't even know you did wrong, all those are being brought to Hashem. So does an Eved have any hope if the master is bringing, he's equating the shkagos and zedonos? Even the maisa that's nelam, it's hidden from, so the shkagos, are being brought to din like zedonos? Takana yeshal, do we have any hope? So the Gemara asks, my al kol nelam, what does that mean al kol nelam, all that which is hidden from us? So Amar Rav, ze ha-horeg kina bifnei chaveiro v'nimas. Very interesting thing here. It's not quite an avera here, but it's an issue of derech eretz and bein adam l'chaveiro, that a person kills a kina, a louse, a bug of some sort, in front of another individual, that makes him feel disgusting, so that's going to be a violation of bein adam l'chaveiro. And then comes along Shmuel Amar, ze harok bifnei chaveiro v'nimas, person who spits in front of his friend, and makes the guy feel disgusted. So then the Gemara wants to know, my, what does it mean at the end of this pasuk we just quoted, im tov v'im ra, whether good be good or evil. So what does that refer to? What's im tov v'im ra? So Amar debei Rabbi Yanai, zeha nosein tzedaka la'ani b'farhesia, a person who gives tzedaka to a poor person in public. Why is that? Because it's a tov, it's a tzedaka, but since it's being done in public, it's also being considered a ra. Rabbi Yanai had observed an individual giving tzedakah to an ani in the public. So Rabbi Yanai says to this individual, the one who gave the nosein, he says, "Mutav de lo yahavis lei, better that you didn't give him at all. Mehashad yahavis lei v'kasafte, better that you don't give him than you do give him in public in such a way where you embarrass him." So this is what im tov v'im ra. Even though it's good, it's tzedakah, it's done in a bad way, it's considered ra. Then debate Rabbi Shila Amri, no. You know what it refers to? Zeh nosin tzedakah li'isha b'seser. Someone who does a wonderful thing of giving tzedakah, but he's giving it to a woman b'seser, so it's going to be ra. The kamaisi la lidei chasha. People are going to be choshed her with this particular man. So that's a im tov vim ra. Rav Amar, he gives a third example. I'm not sure if they're arguing or just giving different examples. Rav Amar zeh hameshager li'isho basar she'eno mechutach barbi shebasos. A person sends a piece of meat that has not been the gidim and the chela that are also to be eaten have not yet been cut out. So you send it home to your wife, Erev Shabbos, where there's no time to check it, and she cooks it right away, assuming you already removed the iser chela and the iser gid. She didn't know that, so you're pretty much setting up for failure. That's an imtov, it's a wonderful thing. You're sending your wife meat to cook, but to ra, because you're not telling her that it needs to be the gid and the chela needs to be removed. So The Gemara says, is that so problematic? Rava, didn't Rava himself, the Rava who's the author of the statement, Rava Meshager, he would send home to his wife on Erev Shabbos that wasn't Mechutach and she didn't know. So wasn't he violating his own statement? So says the Gemara, Shaini Bas Rav Chista de Kimle Begave de Bekia. The wife of Rava was also the daughter of Chista, and she grew up in the house of Rav Chista, knowing she was able to quickly recognize, she was an expert, whether or not the Gid and Chel was there or not. So she'd first look at it, inspect it, and tell whether or not you have to remove something first, and then cook it, or it can immediately be cooked. Then we have another Pasuk of Yochanan Gatu, Kimati Lahaikra Bachi. You get to this Pasuk. He cried. The pasuk in Devarim says, "V'haya kisim tzena oso raos, rabos v'tzaros." And it will be when you will find evil and bad tzaros happen. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Eved shirabo mamtsilo raos v'tzaros takana yeshlo." And Eved Klaisel, who's Rebbe, who's Rav, who's Master, Hakadosh Baruch, who's mamtsi, says, "Who will make found? Who will present evil things and terrible tzaros to people, to us? Do we have any hope?" So my raos v'tzaros, what does it mean, things that are evil and things that are trouble? So Amar Rav, raos shenasos tzaros zulazu. He will send raos, bad things that are going to be tzaros, that are going to be competitive with each other. What does that mean, competitive? That are going to cause each other tzaros. Kegon zibura v'akrava. It's like a zibura, which is what I think they say, a hornet in English, and akrava is a scorpion. Why, what's the tzaros here? So they explain, they look at Rashi. Rashi says that they have, that cold is good for one, but bad for the other one. Hot water is good for one, but not for the other one. So what happens is, when you're giving cold water, look at Rashi. See Rashi, zibur v'akrava? So Rashi says, it's around 20 lines up from the bottom. Nakat hachi, mishum daminim b'masechas avodazar b'perkein mamidim, t'chamime l'akrava v'kariri l'zibura. It's referring to different refuas. So hot water is good for a scorpion bite, and cold water is good for a hornet bite. But the opposite is dangerous. So if you give hot water to a scorpion bite, it's going to make it worse. Hornet bite, it will make it worse. And cold water to a scorpion bite will make it worse. It will be dangerous. When a person is bitten by both a scorpion and a hornet, he has no hope, because the hot water will help one, but it's going to make the other one worse. And the cold water, the same thing. So that's what it means. Raos, two bad things that are going to be tzaros, that are going to be friction with each other, because there's no way to be healed properly. Shmuel Amar, Zeha Mamtzi Lo Maos L'Ani Bishas Delcha. This is a person who gives money to a ani at a great, in a time of really great need. So why? So Rashi explains here, why is this called Raos Tzaros? Zeha Mamtzi Maos L'Ani Bishas Delcha, says Rashi, Ala El Kali. This is actually referring to the previous discussion, Im tov vimra, something that's good but it's also evil, because haragil lahamtzi tzedakah so laani l'bishas docho v'lo kodem. He doesn't give it earlier, shas hadachak, before the shas hadachak, shiachol lavakish mizonosav l'knosim b'shas hazul, because now he's waiting till the last minute where the ani is dying and the market, everything went up in value, so now he really can't afford it. Where the things are so bad in the economy, now he's really stuck. What you should have done was given it to him earlier when things weren't so bad for him and wasn't so bad for the market, things would have been cheaper. But now you wait till the last minute, it's a wonderful thing, you gave him tzedakah, but now it's too late. Everything's so expensive, he can't afford anything anymore. That's what it means, im tov vim lo ra. And Amar Rava, Rava says on this, Hai nu dami inchi, that's what people would say, zuzu la lala lo shchicha l'tlisa shchiach. So even though a zuzu might be a certain price, how do they say this in English? I always mess up with these hamri inches. How do they define this? Anyone have a good article here? Or an article? This line of zuzu la lala. Uh-huh. Which means what? Let's see. So Rashi says, la la la, liknos ha-tvua. So money to buy tvua, lo shchiecha. You can't find any money to buy the tvua, but letlisa, lehafshu le'ibud. You can find money to have it lost. I mean, you give money to the guy, but there's nothing available. The prices are too expensive for you to be able to afford anything in the shuk these days. I think that's in essence what he's trying to say. Okay. Gemara now says the last two lines here, V'chara api bo bayom hahu, and I will be angry on that day, Hashem says, V'azabtim v'estarti panai mehem, I'm going to leave them, I'm going to turn my face away from them. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Bardila bar tivyumi, Amar Rav kol she'eno behester panam, eino mehem. Anybody who is, sounds, it's counterintuitive, but anyone who is not subject to Hester Panim, who's not experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu turning his face, means you're not from a member of Klal Yisrael. Only we get to have Hashem turn his face to us. Hester Panim only applies to us. So when Hashem's hidden from us and from hidden from you, that means you're mayhem. That means you're experiencing what it means to be a yid, to have the Hester Panim. And kol sheino v'vahaya le'echol, anybody who's not subject to the pasuk of v'hayah le'echol, which is the rest of the pasuk, which is v'hayah le'echol umtsa'u ra'os rabos v'taros, anybody who's not experiencing that difficulty in finding food is also eino mihem, is not a member of Klal Yisrael. So Amri le'i Rabbanan said to Rava now, Mar, you, excuse me, Rava, you yourself, lo behester panim isa, lo b'vayah le'echol isa. You don't experience a Kaddish Baruch Hu turning away, and nor do you experience the difficulty of finding any food. So does that mean you're not mehem? Does that mean you're not a yid? So Amar Lahu, so Rava says to the Rabbanan, Mi Adisa Kama Mishardvina Betzina Beishavar Malka. Do you know how much money I need to send over to Shavar Malka? You have no idea. I'm sending so much money to them. They keep asking for more money. Afil Hachi, still, despite that fact that he told them that he was giving a lot of money away, it wasn't easy for him. Yahiv Bey Rabbanan Einayu, Rabbanan had this Ein Hara, they were jealous of him. And Adahachi Shadur Dve Shavar Malka Virgarvua. And from that point, that they sent, the Shavar Malka sent to really take everything of Rava's all away. Because the Rabbanan were Yav Einayu on Rava. So Amar Hainu, so he said, that's what the Brisa says, the Sanya, Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, kol malkum shenisnu chachamim einayim. Wherever chachamim placed their eyes, which is some level of ayin hara, some type of jealousy, it's either omisa, o ani, it's either death or poverty. And that's what the Gemara tells us in Maseches Nedarim, that there are a few people who are chashiv kemes. You guys remember who was chashiv kemes? Very good, excellent. Those are the three, right? I said blind suma, person who has no money, no children, and there's a fourth one also. Mitzar, very good. That's the fourth one. Very good. Yeah. So those are the four. So we see from here. So another way, it was always misa, but being an ani is also considered kimes. That'll be very impressive. We didn't even learn that together. Wow. Okay. The Gemara says vanochi. Pasuk says further vanochi haster astir panai bayomahu. The pasuk says Hashem is saying I will turn my face bayomahu on that very day. So Amar Rava, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, afapi shistarti panai mehem b'chalom ada berbo. Even though I will turn my face from them bayom, it says bayom in the daytime, but balaila in the chalom in a dream, I will still speak to them. Rav Yosef Amar Yado Nutuya Aleinu Shenemar Uvitzel Yadai Kisisicha. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu turned his face, his hand is still stretched out over, giving us some level of tzel and shade and protection. So Kadosh Baruch Hu hasn't entirely left us; it's just in a different way. Either Bachalom he speaks to us, or this Zroa Yado Nutuya. Now Rav Yishuv Ben Chananya Havikoi Bei Kesar. He was once standing in the front of the Bei Kesar. And Achai Le Hahu Apikorsa, so there's Apikorsa who was there as well, and he was making some remuzim with his hands, or his face, I don't know exactly what he was using, and he made the following remez to Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. Amma dehadrina mari lape, mine, so you are from an Amma nation, that the mare, that the master, Kadosh Baruch Hu, ahadrinu lape, he turned his face away, you are a Amma that's experiencing Hester Panu. So then, Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, he showed back to him, Yado Nutuyalenu, but he stuck out his hand and said, still, nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us with his Yado Nutuyah. So Amar Le Kesar Le Yeshua. So the Kesar wanted to know, what was this whole dialogue you guys are having with your hand motions? So my Achil Lecha. So first tell me, what did he show you? What did Apikoros show you? So he said, he made this gesture of, Ama Dehadrinu Amari La Pemine. He made this gesture that we are a nation that Hashem turned his face. V'ana, Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya responds back, I showed him, Yad Netuyah Aleinu, I spread out my hand, showing that Kadosh Baruch Hu still watches over us with his hand. So then, Amru Le Lahaumina, then they turned to the Min, and then they asked him, my achavis le, what did you show Rabbi Yishuv? So he says, Amma dahajuna amari minei, I said he was their nation, that their face, Hashem turned their face from him. And then they asked the Apikoros, my achoy lecha, what did Rabbi Yishuv respond back to? Lo yadana, he didn't know. He didn't understand the gesture that Rabbi Yishuv made to him. So Amri gaver de lo yada mai machi lebe machog yichavi kami malka. A person who doesn't know the different hand motions? Is a person going to show gestures in front of the keser, in front of the king? If you don't know the sign language, you shouldn't do it at all. You're making these little sign languages and you don't really know the language. It's inappropriate for you to speak this way in front of this keser, in front of the melech. So they were very upset with him. Afku v'kalul, they took him out back and they shot him. Fine. When Bishua passed away, Amrulei Rabbanan said, "My Teve Alon, what's going to be with us? Mappy Korsen, who's going to defend us against Mappy Korsen?" So they got very nervous. So Amr Lahem, so I'm not sure who responded here. Someone said to them that Avda Eita Mibanim Nisricha Chachmasam. So this is a quoted pasuk that appears in Yirmiyah. So it says, of the Eita Mibanim, if the Eita, the advice lost, was left from the children, so then Nisracha Chachmasim, then their wisdom is going to grow sour as well. What does that mean? Kaven Sha'avda Eita Mibanim, which once it left from the children, the Banim are Bnei Israel. Since we lost the Eita because Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya died, so as a result, Nisracha Chachmasim Shel Umas Ha'olam, that affected the wisdom of the Umas Olam, meaning if Rabbi Yeshua died, that means the Apikorsim also have less to work with, so we're going to both go down in levels. We'll go down in levels, but their level is going to go down as well, and we'll be able to match each other in a debate. So then the Gemara says, V'ibayi same alternatively, mehacha, they bring another pasuk, V'yomar nasa v'nelcha v'elcha ligneg decha. So what's this pasuk coming to prove to us here? Actually, ligneg decha b'shava, that will still be equal, will always be equal. The different pasuk proving the same point, that we're always going to be on the same plane and having an equal, a fair debate. Huh?
Esav telling Yaakov, go together.
Right.
They won't be on top.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Ila hava salik bidarga de bay Rabba bar Shila. Rabbi Ila was walking up the stairs of the base medrash to Rabba bar Shila's base medrash, and Shamal Yanuka David Kakari. And he heard a little child saying the following pasuk. The pasuk says, appears in Amos, "Ki hine yotzer harim, the one who creates mountains, uvorei ruach, and creates wind, umagid la'adam masicho, and is going to tell him the speech of man." So what does this mean? So Amr Eved Shirabo magid lo masicho takane yeshlo. For some reason, I don't know why he wasn't crying like the other times we had, but he says, an Eved, whose master, tells him all his speech of his entire life. Does he have any takana? Any bad thing we ever said, Akash Baruch Hu is going to Magid. He's going to tell us. He's going to repeat to us. Do we have any hope? None of us got away with saying not saying Lashon Hara. Well, that means we're all in big trouble. So my Gemara clarifies now. My Sicha, what's Sicha mean? Amarav Afilu Sicha Yesera Shebein Ish Leisho Magid Lo. Even extra speaking between a husband and wife, even that will be told. Ladam Bishas Misa. When a person dies, even those speech between a husband and wife will be told to him as well. And certainly all the other speech and all the other Yisroim that we've said will be retold to us as well, Bishas Misa. Ain, is that really true? Is there an issur to speak to a wife? V'ha Rav Kana Havigani Tuse Puria de Rav, a famous story appears in our brachos as well. Rav Kana was once lying underneath the bed of Rav, v'shama desach v'tzachav g'asat tzachav. He heard that Rav was speaking to his wife. So Amar, he says to his Rebbe, he's underneath the bed. Dami puma de Rav kaman de latoim le tavshila. This mouth of Rav is as if he never tasted anything before. So Amar le, Kahana Kana says, poke. Get out of here. Lav Aruch Ara, this is inappropriate to do. Lo kasha. So again, I didn't explain everything, but you know what I'm talking about here. So the Gemara says, so certainly this is, so he spoke though. Either way, either of Rav is speaking, so it's permitted to speak to the wife. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, kan de tzarech lirtzuye, hadu lo tzarech lirtzuye. No, when you're allowed to speak is when you're trying to appease her. But when you're not trying to appease her, then it would be usher. That's what the pasuk says, magid tzicha, is referring to when you're not supposed to be speaking. Okay. Now the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, "Vim lo sishma'u, if you don't listen, b'mistarim tivke nafshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu niz nafshi mipnei gava, because of the gaiva, because of the gaiva, it says, because of the gaiva, he's going to be crying on the inside, Hashem. If you don't listen, Hashem cries on the inside. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Ina mishmei dirav, makom yeshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu im mistarim shmo. There's a certain place, not sure what that means, Hashem has a place, but there's a certain area, at least in our understanding, where it's called Mistarm, the inside, the secret hidden place of Hashem. And what does it mean, my, Mipnei Geva? What does it mean, Mipnei Geva? So, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Mipnei Gavasam She Yisrael She Nitla Mehem V'Nitna Lo'ov De Kochavim. The Geva, really the Geus, Rav Shechter has a whole piece from Soloveitchik, that there's a difference between Geva and Geus, right? What does Pasuk say? Hashem, right? Okay, right, Geus. He wears Geus. It's something he wears. Kadosh Baruch Hu has Geus. Gaiva is something bad. Geus means you have to know who you are. You have to know your chashivas, what you're standing, what. But to have gaiva, that's a whole other story. So the gaivasan, really, in that understanding of the definition, it really should, because of the Geus, this understanding, the chashivas of a Klai Yisrael was taken from them and passed on to the Ovdei Kochavim. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is b'mistarim in this makom, in this hidden place. Kadosh Baruch Hu is tifke, he's crying because of the geva, because of the geus that was taken from Klai Yisrael and passed on to the Ovdei Kochavim. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar mipnei gavasa shel malchus shemayim. He cries because of the gavasa of malchus shemayim. So I guess what's that reference to? That was taken as well. It's not being. I guess that's the point as well. That as well, the Geis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taken as well away because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So then the Gemara asks, "Miika b'chia tamei kutcher bruchu?" Does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu cry? V'hamar Papa, doesn't Rav Papa say, "Ein atzivus lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu"? There's no sadness in front of Hashem. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, "Hod v'hadar lefanav oz v'chedva b'mkomo." There's always chedva. There's always simcha and beauty in front of Hashem. There's never any atzivus. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, Habibati Gave, Habibati Bari. Depends on the inside versus the outside. Which one? So says the Gemara, Bibati Gave, Rashi rather says, three narrow lines down, Bibati Gave, on the inside, in the Mistarim, Ika, there is crying, Dichsib Bimistarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bimistarim Tifka, he cries on the inside. But Bibati Barai, on the outside, there's always Chedva, there's always happiness. So the Gemara then says, Ubibati Bari Lo. On the outside, Hashem never cries. The Haksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Vayikra Hashem Tzvakos Bayomahu, Lebechgi, Lemispeid, Lekarcho, Lechagorsak. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wears sackcloth and all these big day avelus, and he cries. Even on the outside, we see a Kadosh Baruch Hu cries. So Gemara says, no, Shaini Churban Beis Hamikdash, Dafilu Malachi Shalom Bahu, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this Pasuk appears in Yeshaya, it says, Hein Eralim Tzaku, Chutza Malachi Shalom Mar, Yivkayun. So Malachi Shalom, who are always supposed to be peaceful, even they cry for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so too Kadosh Baruch Hu cries on the outside for the Beis HaMikdash. But aside from the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there is no other crying from Hashem on the outside. That other crying only takes place on the inside. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes the Pasuk here. There's also a famous Gemara in Chagiga. The Pasuk says, V'dama tidma v'tered eini dima kinishba adar Hashem. There's going to be tears coming down from the eyes. So it says the word dima, different conjugations here, of the word dima appears three times in this pasuk. So why? So Amar Reb Elazar, Shalosh Dimot Halalu Lama. Why they mention three tears? Achas HaMikdash Rishon, Achas HaMikdash Sheni, V'achas HaYisrael Shegalu Mimkomam. One for each of the Beis HaMikdash and one for Klai Yisrael who had been exiled. Ikdami, others say, Achas HaBit HaTorah, really the third tier is for those who are Mevatel Limud HaTorah. So Bishma, it makes sense, Laman Damar Al Yisrael Shigalu, if the third tier is for the Klaisa who was exiled, that makes sense. Hainu Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Kinishba Eit Hashem, that they were held in captivity. That makes sense, they were sent into exile. But Ela Laman Damar Al Bitta Torah, my Kinishba Eit Hashem, if the third tier is because of Bitta Torah, has that fit into the Pasuk of Kinishba Eit Hashem? So the Pasuk Gemara explains, Kaven Shigalu Yisrael Mimkomam Ein Lecha Bitta Torah Gadol Mizeh. Since Bnei Yisrael was sent in exile, there's no greater bit of Torah from that. So since they were sent away, that resulted in a tremendous amount of bit of Torah. And it was really the bit of Torah that caused the third tier. Gemara now says another famous brayso, Tana Rabbanan Shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bochel Lehen. There are three individuals who HaKadosh Baruch Hu cry over. B'chol Yom, every single day. Al She'ef Shir La'asek B'Torah Ve'in Osek. Those who are able to learn but are not learning. Those who are not able to, or perhaps shouldn't be learning, and are learning. And Al Parnes Misgal Al Tzibor, and a leader who's really having a strong hand and very aggressive leadership on top of the Tzibor. These are the three people Kadosh Baruch Hu cries about every single day. Okay, Rebbe Havanokit Sefer Kinos, he was holding Sefer Kinos, which is also referring to Sefer Eicha, the Kakari Begave, and was crying as he was reading through it. Kimati lahai psuka. When he got to the following pasuk, he says, "Tishlech mishemayim aretz," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw us from Shemaim all the way down to the ground. So nafel min yadeh, he dropped the eicha, And Amar Meigra Ram Lebira Amiksa, he said, from a high, high mountain or a high roof to a low, low valley, a deep pit. That's how far HaKadosh Baruch Hu dropped us down. Then Rabbi Chia Habushakli Va'azli Borcha, they're once walking along the way on the Derech. Kimatu Lahumasa, they got to a certain city. Amri Ika Tzubim Rabbanon Hacha, they asked, is there a certain Tamil Chacham we could go visit? Nizav Nikba Ape, we want to go visit such a Tamil Chacham if there exists in the city. Amri, they said, Ika Tzubim Mirabbanon Hacha Umir Einaimhu. We do have such a Tamil Chacham, he happens to be blind. Amr Lay, so Rabbi Chia says, the Rebbe, Tivat, you stay here, sit here. Lo tizalzel b'nisuascha. You're Nasi. You don't have to be mizalzel in your covered. You stay here. And the ezel ana v'akpel ape. I'll go and greet the Tamil Chacham. Takvi v'alzeh b'hadeh. But Rabbi Chia, rather Rebbe, wouldn't hear of it. Rebbe forced himself and went along with Rabbi Chia to go visit this Tamil Chacham. Kavim miftere minai. So they had a nice conversation. And when it got time to leave, so as they were departing, Amr lehu. So the Tamil Chacham, the Tzubar Mirabanan, said to Rabbi Chia and Rebbe, they said, Atem. You greeted a person who is seen but cannot see. Tizku lahakbil panim haroim venim nirim. You should be zocha to be mekabel the panim of Hashem who could see but cannot be seen. That was a beautiful bracha he gave them. So then Amrlei, Rebbe said to Rebbe Chia, Ika hasha menasan mehai birchasa. You almost held me back. You almost prevented me from getting this beautiful bracha. I'm happy I came along. So Amri Leh, they said to this Tamil Chacham, Miman Shmilcha, who'd you hear this beautiful bracha from? It's such a nice bracha. So he explained, Mipirka de Rabbi Yaakov. I once heard it from a shir that Rabbi Yaakov gave, Shmili. De Rabbi Yaakov ish kvar chita, have a makbil ape de Rabbi. He went to go visit his Rebbe one time. Koyama, every single day. Kikash, Amri Leh, lo nitzar, when he was what? When he was weak, I think, right? He's older. Amri Leh, lo nitzar mar, de lo yachil mar. Don't trouble yourself anymore because you're getting old. Amar Leh, he says, Mizutar, Maidechsiv, is it so small that which is written, Bub Rabbanon, as it says, Vayechi o lanetzach lo yira shachas ki yira chachamim yamusu. You're going to be yechi o lanetzach, you're going to live eternally or live for a long life when a person is yira chachamim yamusu, when you see chachamim when they're dead. So he said, Ma haroa chachamim bimisas, and a person who sees a chacham when he's dead, yechia, he's going to get yechi o lanetzach. So if a person sees a chacham b'chayehen while they're still alive, alachas v'kama v'kama, so even though I'm getting old, it's still worthwhile seeing you while you're still alive because that's going to be a segula for arichas yamin. So then the Gemara says, Rev Idi avua the Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, havaraga the havi azil talse yarchei v'orcha, v'chad yoma b'be rav. So he would travel very far to get to the base medrash. So he'd go three months to the way, and stay for one day in the base medrash, and go back home. Bahava kari le rabbanon bar be rav dechad yoma. They'd call him, he's the one day base medrash guy. So it was a little insulting for him. So chalish daite, so he got a little insulted, or very insulted. And kari anapshe, he referred to himself as chok le rei, I will be the laughing stock of my friend. So amar le rabbi yochanan bimatusa minach lo tanesh lehu rabbanon. I beg of you, please don't punish him. Don't get so upset, because if you get upset, we know from those who are learning Daf Yomi, Onas Devarim, get paid back, punished pretty quickly. So I am asking you, please forgive them. Don't cause them to get punished. So then, Nafik Rabbi Yochanan made Medrasha V'Darash. So that day, Rabbi Yochanan went out to the base medrash and he made the following drasha. The Pasuk says, V'osi Yom Yom Yijishun V'Das Darcha Yechvetzun. So, v'chi b'yom darshin naso, b'layla ain't darshin naso? What does this pasuk mean in Yeshaya? Only the day do you darshin Hashem, but you don't darshin b'layla? So, ela lo melcha, kol ha'osek b'torah afilu yom echad b'shana? A person who only learns one day a year, this guy was doing 2 days a year, because he came back 3 months, one day, 3 months, and then another 3 months, he was doing 2 days a year. But a guy who only learns one day a year, so then, b'shana ma'ala ala akasav, the pasuk considers it, ki'ilu asek kol ha'shana kula, it's as if he learned the entire year. V'chein v'midas purana, so too when it comes to bad, for punishments, the pasuk says, b'mispar yamim asher tartim es aretz, for the amount of days that we know they spied Eretz Israel, or Eretz Canaan at that time, they spied for 40 days, v'chi ba'arbaim shana chadu, they sinned for 40 years, they got punished for 40 years more in the midbar. Halo arbaim yom chadu, their sin was only 40 days, why did they get punished 40 years? Elalom elachad to teach you, kol ha'over aveir afilo yom echad, a person who violates a avera for just one day, bishana, one day a year, mala la akasu, the pasuk considers it keilu avar kol hashana kula, as if he violated the entire year, and that's why they were punished for 40 years in the midbar. All right, we'll stop here. Mirat Hashem, we'll pick up on Monday night next year.